The Buck Sexton Show.
A hunter from Texas paid $350,000 to hunt the black rhino, African black rhino, which is an endangered species. It's among the world's most endangered species, but there are, I believe, a few thousand of them in the wild in total. 5,000 black rhinos in the wild. In the wild, 2,000 of them are in Namibia. Namibia is where this hunt took place. Now, of course, as has happened in the past, and I know the Blaze.com has had some of these stories up as well, someone goes big game hunting for any species, never mind an endangered species. But if it's a very large species in Africa and you get the hunter posing with it, some people get very upset about that. What I think is interesting is the additional layer into this discussion of, well, we've all heard the phrase, you know, burning down the village in order to save it, right? Or burning down the city in order to save it. In this case, the justification for this is that you actually, by killing this rhino, you are saving rhinos. I'm being serious with you. This is the argument. The argument is that the money that goes, $350,000, that goes into this legal hunting permit, Namibia, this was all on the up and up. They know about this. And they encourage it, obviously, under very limited circumstances. This will pay for massive conservation efforts, for anti-poaching efforts. They say that this rhino is older, or was, I should say, older, and could be a threat to younger rhinos. They say that it's not going to breed, and so it's not a part of the gene pool anymore, because it was an older rhino, and it was on the way out anyway. And then, of course, there's the other side of this, that this is just exploiting a very poor country, and that, of course, they're going to take this money, and that killing an endangered species because you think it's fun seems a very strange and selfish thing to do. And there's a lot of outrage about this. And, of course, animal activists, many of whom just hate hunting in general, which I don't agree with, especially if you're going to be a meat eater. But a lot of animal activists are out there saying that this is completely insane. How could you do this? Why would you want to kill an endangered species? What sort of thrill does this give you? And then, other than the sort of emotional side of the argument, the basic animal rights argument, which is why would you want to just go kill for the sake of killing him? I mean, you're not going to eat the rhino, right? The other side of it as well is that they say that this is not true, right? That you can pick out what will be in the gene pool and what won't. This is a healthy adult male rhino, and so it might breed. I have to say, I'm curious to know what you think about this. I mean, my own experience with hunting is very limited. I have a father who was a hunter. His father was a hunter. And I spent some time in tree stands and in duck blinds and in these other places, mostly just to be with my dad and my brothers. Shot birds, but we ate the birds. So, you know, pheasants up in the sky, no longer in the tummy. Like, I got that when I was a kid. I understood how that whole thing worked. And I think that people should be, I think that human beings are meant to eat meat. So I'm a carnivore. I believe in that. And now, of course, it's hard to tell you that I believe very strongly, in fact, this is America. We're going to eat steak. We're going to eat burgers. We're going to eat chicken. We're going to do that. But I think that there are some interesting lines. I think that hunting does have its own ethics. And I think that at some point you can start to say that something feels like it's maybe going too far, or something is wasteful, or something is perhaps exploitative. And this is interesting because this has gotten this case. Not that it's not a legal case, right? But this instance is fascinating to me because it's already gotten global attention and people are fiercely passionate about this. And I'm somebody who loves animals. I mean, I have what I'd have to say is an irrational love of dogs. Like, I think that they're another form of human being, right? Well, if I love dogs so much, how can I eat cows? I get that, right? I know that there are some disconnects and there's some incongruities. Well, dogs are awesome and cows are not. But still, but rhinos, what do you think? I know there are hunters out there. I know you're listening. I want to know what you think about this.